Shane O'Donoghue, you were there, you were the MC, the host for the presentation. And most first of all, your thoughts on that finish, the playoff, the quality of the putt to win it was just out of this world.
It was sensational, but Russell Knox is a world-class performer. You know, Ryan Fox obviously has Donegal connections through John Gallagher. Yeah. It would have been romantic. It would have been apt. It would have been just perfect. And he needs to come through, you know, and I think what we saw now today is a man primed for a win. Yeah. So I'd be following him for the next couple of weeks. And, you know, he's got a massive game. He hits the ball a mile. But Russell Knox has proven himself as a winner. He's been there. So he's won a World Golf Championship in the moment. I think he was just more calm, and he got his opportunity to get the blow in first.
Yeah.
You know, to have the honour even on the green can be significant at times. So he was first to go, and what a putt! Yeah, sensational. Looked great on TV, but was even better here in person.
Yeah. You have been around the world to many golfing events on the big stage. How did that finish, and how did today be up there with these other tournaments around the world on the world stage in golf?
I think, gosh, to be honest with you, the whole thing is a world-class event now. It's like, this is a tournament that can go toe-to-toe with the best PGA Tour events, the best events that they have on the European Tour. Like, the fact that it's a Rolex Series event is significant, you know, and there's a lot of factors at play here. The fact that, you know, Rory kind of did what he did to revive it, to bring it onto a new level, to attract a premium sponsor like Dubai Duty Free, who hadn't previously done golf to this level. So, you know, that was a test in 2015 at Royal County Down. And then, you know, they knew they were onto something, and it was just a combination of talents, really. It's like, it's almost like the stars aligning. So in the intervening years, I think it's just gone from strength to strength, but very significant last year for it to be deemed a Rolex Series event, because that's now the upper echelon of the European Tour. That's where you get the best players. That's where you're going to, you know, just have that standard of an event that is world class.
Yeah, and that's the sort of finish that the Tour would have wanted for an event of the size of a Rolex Series one.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. You know, I think it ticks all the boxes, like, you know, because it's just a reward for everyone, you know, that you get drama and that you get entertainment and that you get great duels and great battles. But, you know, to have it all happen at Ballyliffin is significant. You know, to shine a light on this area, like, a lot of hard work has gone into just creating this whole place and course, especially Pat Ruddy's creation, you know, and it was obviously well known amongst those who care and know about golf. And it has been sampled by many people from around the world who care and know about golf. But you actually need such a massive bit of PR to make it, you know, an established brand very quickly. And you can't do that, you know, in a hurry, to be honest with you, without something magical happening.
Yeah.
And that magic happened from within here.
And that strengthened the position now going forward then for Ballyliffin.
Yes, it does, you know, but I mean, you know, when you think about the dream of that man, John Farran, like, and like, if you tell him it's not possible, that actually, well, clearly, just makes him raise his tail and say, hang on a second, I'll show you what's possible. And he has done it, and he has galvanized a lot of people, you know, but he has been instrumental in what has evolved here. And the thing to remember is that the Irish Open needs to go to different places. So there should not be an absolute demand to have it back in a hurry. What you've got to do is build on the magic that happened this week, the positivity that has come from it, and use that as a marketing tool.
Yeah.
But you need to just tell the story of so many aspects to do with both the history of this place, the village, everything to do with this terrain and what was created here initially and how it has evolved and now what it is. So you need to take all those little factors into account and develop a really good strategic plan and build on what's happened this week, because you don't need to do this every year. And that's not what the club needs every year. The club needs now to just reflect and then move forward in very positive ways, in a strategic way as well, with regard to marketing this for the next several years.
But do you feel that they deserve to get an event like this back again here on the Glacidi?
Of course, yeah. But you know, you've just got to be mature about it. That, like, hang on a second. There are other factors at play. There are other areas that want it, and it's going to be Lahinch next year. And, you know, Darren Clark, when he hosts it, I'm not sure exactly where that's going to be. It won't be here. When Graham McDowell hosts it, it's unlikely to be here. You know, so Padraig Harrington, where is he going to host it? It's not going to be here. So you've got to think beyond 5 years and then develop a 5-year plan from this, but all the while working to get it back, you know, from 5 years hence, you know what I mean? And then, you know, I think the magic can be recreated, because people will have such happy feelings about this, and I think they'll have such positive vibes about the whole thing, because this has been a win all round, Oisin, a win all across the board. Yeah. It's been phenomenal.
What has been your highlights just finally then, Shane, of your week here in Ballyliffin and the Inishowen Peninsula?
Is discovering Donegal. Yeah. I mean, and I accidentally discovered more than I thought I would when I drove my wife to Donegal Airport yesterday. Now, number one, as I admitted on the radio earlier in the week, I've not been here. I came up 1 year. It must be 18 years. I'd say it was about 2000. No, I'm fairly certain it was year 2000, the millennium year. I came up to do an MC gig on the back of a trailer at the Mary of Dunloe Festival. And so I wasn't too far from here up in Glenties or whatever, but, you know, I did the gig and drove on to Lahinch, actually, believe it or not. So the synergy at play here. And I haven't been back since. And that was my only experience of Donegal. And I just remember it being this rugged landscape, amazing, breathtaking scenery. But this time I've been able to come up and be at an area that, you know, actually where my core area of expertise can be utilised, which is golf and broadcasting and storytelling. And, you know, I've enjoyed it immensely, doing Q&As in the Tented Village and celebrating the great golfers and, you know, my relationships with them, and just, you know, just making people aware of these guys, and whether they be foreign like Shubhankar Sharma or from, you know, down the road, if you will, Paul Dunn from Greystones and a few other, Danny Willett winning a Masters, and then doing some clinics as well in the Bank of Ireland area, which I thought was terrific. And I really enjoyed doing a thing with your captain Mick Murphy, and hopefully, fingers crossed, now they do the business against the Dubs. But I certainly got a good reaction out of the crowd when I was doing the MC, just warming them up about will Donegal beat the Dubs. You know, that was phenomenal. Yeah. So he was terrific to work with, you know, and so that was a really nice event with Shane Lowry and Paul Dunn, and they all kicking footballs over the over the goalposts and having a little bit of a golf lesson. Fun things like that. And then, you know, working with the sponsors here at Dubai Duty Free has been terrific. And then the crowning glory is just to be able to be on the green. It's like a dream come true. Yeah. You know, emceeing and being the kind of, whatever you would want to call it, the director of traffic for all of that.
Yeah.
And to be able to encapsulate and contextualize everything that's happened this week and name so many different people who have been central to it, particularly the volunteers, the locals. It all goes into it, you know, and I'm just thrilled, like, to have been a part of it. Yeah. So the whole week has been the highlight, you know.
Yeah.
The whole week has just been awesome, as we look at Russell Knox having done his press conference, arriving back, and there he is, you know, a deserving winner, a worthy winner, real champion.
He was second last week, winner this week. He goes to his home event next week in Scotland, then it's the Open. So he's primed for...
He is. He's got all the tools, you know, and for Lynx Golf, you know, being from Scotland, and, you know, he's got all that American world golf experience as well, you know, so he's the full package, and there's nothing like a victory to propel you forward to another one.
Yeah.
And I will say this, he was tied second in 2016 when Rory finally came through in the K Club. He had a chance to win it then, so he deserves it, you know, and that's what Ryan Fox has got to focus on, is he put himself in there. He was terrific, and he got into the playoff. He's got a victory coming around the corner, so focus on him, folks, and thanks for everything. I've really loved it, and I can't wait to get back to Donegal. It's been terrific.